This is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent for the Hustle Mohawk Network. I'm here today in Troy at Genevieve Pompey Park, where they're having an event called Mother Talk to Your Son. And it's an event that's calling all mothers to talk to their son about guns, you know, violence. And they have some vendors throughout the park set up. And I'm here with one of the organization, and this is a fairly new organization called the Troy Coalition of Black Leaders. And I have one of the key organizers sitting at that table, and her name is Deborah Gary, and she's gonna tell us a little bit about this new group. And how you doing, Deborah?
I'm okay, and yourself?
Deborah, the Troy Coalition of Black Leaders, just tell me a little bit about that.
So the Troy Coalition of Black Leaders is a few leaders that's based in Troy, and we're coming together on a common ground to try to bring education and positivity and information on voters, voter registration, the importance of voting, education, criminal justice, housing, and community organizing.
Tell me a little bit about, who is Deborah Garrett, one of the key organizers, and how did you get involved in this issue?
So I'm a former council member for District 2, which is North Central 111th all the way up to the Hillside, so 111th Hillside area, all the way up until 9th and 10th Street. I'm a mother first, that's what I should have said, but I'm definitely a community advocate. I'm a community activist. I'm a firm believer on being able to educate our youth as well as ourselves on the understandings and the importance of voting. And that's pretty much how I got involved. I was asked to be involved because of the work that I've been doing in the community. So I'm just happy to be a part of this group.
So you're here today at this Mother Talk to Your Son. You have sons?
Yes, I have three sons.
Oh, yep. Well, I guess you got to talk to them.
Right. Yep, so this event today was put on about a few mothers in the community. They want to make sure that, you know, get the message out. Mothers talk to their sons about gun violence. I am a mother of three sons, and I'm trying my best to show them positive influences through my own actions as well as people in the community.
So, Deborah, you got involved with this new group, too, called the Troy Coalition of Black Leaders. So what are some of the things that they are calling for?
Our main focus right now is voters' block. We are calling for people to understand the information that they need to know about voting, but we want to also create a voters' block so that we can be able to make a sound noise as a community to be able to get these votes in when November 2nd come, so that we can get the right people in office that's going to help serve our community.
So you say you're calling for a voting block. Do people in this community, do they vote in high numbers, or do they still need to do registration?
So in the city of Troy, it's a little funny. So you have areas that are highly populated, then they go out and vote, and then you have areas like North Central, which is a little stagnant. I'm throw out some numbers that may be a little off, but if it was 1,500 voters, maybe out of the 1,500, it may only be 600 that actually go out and vote. So I want to make sure that the message is heard loud and clear, that people of color in particular, that we need to go out and vote. We need to make sure that our voices is heard, because if we're not we can't ask to be at the table if we're not doing our part.
Well, all across the country, they've been talking about voter suppression in the minority community, or the black community, or the Latino community. And lately, the Attorney General Tish James did something. She sued Troy. Could you tell me anything about that?
So Troy was in a big lawsuit based off of not having an early voting location. The city of Troy, as long as I have lived here, if you lived in North Central, you went all the way to Knickerbocker Skating Rink, which kind of works good for people who live in Lansingburg. But if you live up on maybe on President Street in Troy, or if you lived on 7th Avenue, you may not have access to get to Knickerbocker, to the skating rink to vote. So what they're doing, what we were asking for was an early voting location to give people the chance to be able to get their votes in before time, so that if they can't get to the voting booths on that day, they have the option. And as of right now, it looks like we're winning our fight. We won our fight.
Okay. And also, I mean, Troy, there's a lot of hot issues in Troy, and I think one of them was also the issue of dealing with the police in terms of Governor Cuomo guidelines. You know, he's no longer here, but so what been the situation with that? I mean, it's you know, because I know it's a lot of violence going on, you know, here, but what's the situation with the police review board?
So I haven't heard anything recently, but the police review board was supposed to be a task force that was going to be brought about by the mayor to be able to come together with a few people that's a part of the community to be able to come up with a sound resolution to be able to get some stuff done while working with the community and also working with the police. I'm not sure we did such a great job on it because it was like a lot of misconceptions. And I'm going to be honest with you, since those actual hearings that we were having, we haven't heard anything else back. Governor Cuomo had asked for a report to be sent out. I think it was due April. I don't think the meeting started happening until maybe March, give or take. And we all knew about this a year prior. So that's not great. But what I will say is that myself and other people do have a great communication with some administrative in the city of Troy, which maybe that can shift the culture a little bit by having us act on people's behalf and be able to speak up for our community, which I'm hoping that happens. But I definitely know with that police review board, we haven't heard anything else since.
The violence that they've been talking about in the community, do you think that this was one of the worst year of violence, or was there something, you know, previous?
True. I want to say the last 3 years been tough here. 2 or 3 years been real. It's been tough. We've been having a lot of shootings. Last summer in particular, with so many shootings, from June to August, we were having shootings like every other week. We was going to different prayer vigils for different, you know, people in the community that passed away. And it was sad because it was youth that was being killed. A 10-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old. All of this happened from June to August. And I know a lot of people say the summer months is the hot months, so this is why people are out acting up. But I think it has a lot to do with also there's a lack of programming and opportunities in the city of Troy, in particular in North Central. So you're going to have a high crime rate.
So, Deborah, as an activist, what would you say to other mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, about getting involved? Is it very important that they get involved?
It's extremely important. I think coming, my first job is always as a mother. So I think coming from a mom's perspective is that you only can teach your children sometime by showing them. You can say, talk till your face turn blue, but when you show them, you know, what you mean and your actions in the community, they can actually see it. My children in particular, they understand what it means to be a community advocate, to be a part of a community, to want to see a better picture. So that's for the mothers. For the children, you know, children are going to be kids. They need to see positivity. You can't just expect them to just want to do good. They got to see people actually doing it and showing them how to do it. You got to also present these youth with opportunities where they can be something for themselves. Show them a chance, show them something that is realistic. A lot of them don't get to see people. They don't get to see people that look like them, that are doctors, that are teachers, that are lawyers, or just even somebody who own a business. So they need to see those things so that they can be able to take those opportunities and you know, and be able to do it for themselves.
And Deborah, one last question. If you had a chance, let's say if you had a mass media platform that you could say something to people and then masses of people hear you, what would you say to Troy?
I would say to Troy is that this, there is no reason why we all can't be better. We all wake up with the same breaths in our lung, and every day that we wake up, there's an opportunity for us to do something great. So I would say when you wake up in the morning, just think of something that you can do that's going to help your community, that's going to benefit your community, but most importantly, that's going to benefit yourself. Because by benefiting yourself, you can benefit your community, you can help your community. So my best thing I can say is you gotta show up. You have to show up.
All right. Thank you, Deborah. That's Deborah Garrett, who's a key organizer for the Troy Coalition of Black Leaders.